drug I've done. Your love removes me from my throne. When you depart, I start to run. I'm chasing not to be alone. The light around you changes color with your mood, and I'm your follower. Your very life is an enigma, and I wanted you since we were children. La 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 la. To be with you, I've broken laws. I've hurt myself along the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know you're worth the pain you cause. I'd die for you without delay. Changes color with your mood, and I'm your follower. Your very life is an enigma, and I wanted you since we were children. La 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 la.
Welcome to the Satellites Podcast Live, Season 2, Episode 7. Tonight's guest star, Destiny Salas, Joe Lujan, and Isabella Salas. Here are your hosts, Aubrey Christine Trujillo and Jerry G. Angelo.
Dude, I just love it. And hey! Jerry G. Angelo.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. Yeah.
Hi, it's Angela. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. Hi, Angela. We're back.
Yes. Hey, guys. So, welcome to Satellites. That was David Peritiaco with Helium, our licensed publishing with Rocket Pig now. So, we are doing all our music and stuff and all our soundtracks and working with tons of different artists. Mm-hmm. We have a cool show on tonight. But first, I want to say thanks to Expansion.
Yes.
I want to thank. I was drinking energy drink. Sorry. I'm a little gassy right now.
Here
so yes, it's been an excellent couple weeks and having a good
what
time.
What have you been busy doing,
dude? Lots of stuff. I got a national commercial with a very very national. It was really
yeah.
exciting. But we have to say hi to Robert DeMond, our producer.
Hi, Robert.
And Adam Kennedy, our other producer, and Angela, our other producer. So, guys, thank you so much for
being the dream team,
putting all that stuff together.
Yeah.
This is Aubrey.
Hi. Yes. Hi. I'm here.
We're season 2, episode 7.
Seven. Yeah. Lucky 7.
Yeah.
Because why? Lucky 7. That sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah. Lucky 7. Because we have some awesome guests today. One of our partners, Joe Lujan and Carcass Studios. I'm very, I just love Joe to death. That's why he looks cool all the time. He like trumps me. And he's the one that's like, he needs to be in front of the camera more often. Right?
Yeah, for
And he actually is in a couple of videos.
Mm. Oh, and in some movies that he wrote.
Wrote and directed feature films and series. And Awards. He's created this this entire universe. Wow, this is Joe's work. This is all his work. These are feature films that he wrote, directed, and produced, and edited. He creates all the marketing materials and stuff. So
He makes all those images.
Yeah,
all of that stuff.
Yes, he does. He does the fonts and everything, and the logos, and just does the branding. So, and Joe also sings, and I mean,
right? Yeah.
There's a song. I need a trumpet. Just sings a Joe song.
Yeah.
We also have some very, very special guests. They're at the beginning of their careers. They're child actors, and how interesting is it to learn and experience what it's like to get into a career like this through a child's eyes? Because I remember I was a kid and I always wanted to be in movies, and I played with G.I. Joes instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always wanted to be in movies, but I was surrounded by corn and cows, not cameras. So
yeah, corn and cows.
Yeah,
from Colorado.
That's right.
Because you're a beet digger.
Yeah, I am.
She's an actual beet digger. Can you imagine?
That was the high school mascot.
Yeah.
It sure was.
What happened to your eyes?
Oh, right. So I got LASIK eye surgery. I don't know if you can see that, but well into the healing process, and I can see 20/15.
For the first time in your life?
In my whole life, yeah. Yeah, I have been nearsighted since, I don't know, 5, 6 years old. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I could see. I saw an owl in the sky at night. Okay, this is getting off topic.
Yeah.
Let's bring in our guests.
Yes. Okay, so we'll introduce our child actors.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Izzy and Destiny Salas. There she is. Look at her.
That's Destiny when she has itty bitty.
No,
right?
That's Izzy.
Okay.
That's Izzy. Well, that's Destiny Isabella.
They look so much.
This is Destiny.
That's Destiny when she is in one of the earlier projects. Because Destiny's a little bit older now.
Mm-hmm.
I had the privilege of working with Destiny on a recent project, but we'll get into all that pretty soon here. So anyway.
Let's bring them on. Let's bring in our incredible guests. Yeah. Joe Lujan and Isabella and Destiny Salas.
Yes. Oh, there you guys are.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, how was that opening? Was that kind of, was that fun?
That was cool.
Cool, right on.
So you guys are all so incredibly multi-talented. You have so many passions. But Joe, we want to just kind of start with you and just get into, you know, you created this entire universe, the Immortal Wars. And it all started from a very special project that we're going to get into a little bit later. And you have an announcement about that as well. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about the journey.
Long story short, I've been here for almost 20 years now. I've kind of learned the craft of filmmaking through short films, using it as practice. And I want to say I've done like over 100 short films now. Yeah, I've cleared that. Yeah, I haven't done one in a while. One of the most recent ones is called Hellion, which we will just talk about in a bit. But I've actually just finished the production, I guess post-production on my most recent feature, which makes my 14th feature now. Called
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And my beautiful babies, my nieces, my goddaughters.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about Izzy and Destiny a little bit, make an introduction, and we'll let them say hi too.
Yeah, of course. Well, so these beauties are very talented. I first did a short film with them while we were kind of snowed in during the holiday season up at the cabin, and we had nothing to do but make a movie. So we ended up doing a short film called Sisters that I shot entirely on a cell phone. I hadn't taken any of my equipment. There we go. Yeah. And the girls did a phenomenal job. And the film has racked up a few awards and recognition. And then soon
what
after
kind
that,
of awards has Sisters won?
So Sisters has won the best. What is it called? Sorry, I'm literally going to look here in the office because I have the awards.
Best, that's okay.
Best phone made film at the Olympus Film Festival. And yeah. Magic of the Phone Award at another film festival. Sorry, I'm not remembering the name of the festival. But yeah, and it's gotten been official selections at multiple film festivals. And after that, we decided let's do a sequel. So we shot the sequel, I believe, 2 years after the first one. Wow. Fun little projects that I did with these ladies. And
oh wow, let's say hi to them for our viewers. So for our viewers who don't know you guys, Destiny, you go ahead and raise your hand and say hi. There's Destiny and Izzy. Hi, Izzy. Why don't you guys tell us about yourselves a little bit and tell us about working with your first or working on Sisters.
Sisters was fun because, well, we're sisters and it's called Sisters. And we had a lot of fun filming it, and it was just out of the blue we just decided to.
What was your character in Sisters, Izzy?
I was like the sister that was like alive and
alive?
Yeah.
So Destiny played a ghost?
Is this a spoiler?
Yeah, Destiny was the ghost.
Very okay. Cool.
Wow. So Sisters went from Sisters, then we did Sisters 2. What's the difference between the two? This is a question for all three of you. This must be one of the first sequels to a cell phone movie.
I think the difference is the first part is like not the beginning of the story, but like what's happening right there, and then the second one is how it started.
Oh,
part two is a prequel,
like a prequel. Very cool.
Yeah, kind of leading to what led to the events that happened in the first installment.
Nice. Yeah.
So how old were you when you guys did your first movie then?
When did they do the first movie?
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Ooh, Destiny actually did a movie called Amen. That was your first movie, huh? Yeah, it was called Amen. You had to have been, I don't know, 5-4 years old, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. And that's Destiny right there, right?
That's Destiny at the premiere of A Telephobia. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that's what number is A Telephobia of all your feature films? Number 5, number 10?
That was one, right? That was your first feature film. Yeah.
But what about for you, Joe? What A Telephobia was what number?
Telephobia was my 5th, I want to say, 5th feature film. Yeah.
What does A Telephobia mean?
A Telephobia is the fear of imperfection, the fear of not being good enough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as we start getting into all this, we're going to be showing and sharing a lot about the career of Joe and Carcass Studios. And what is up and coming also, which is he'll be working in a new project, a feature film that's a Las Vegas challenge, a feature film challenge that Joe is one of only 7 filmmakers in the state of Nevada to be selected to make a feature film. And we'll get it's like 7 days, $7,000 and
yeah.
7 crew members and stuff like that. But these are some of our actresses that are in this, and this was your first feature film. So we'll get into all these other things. We're going to make
this is a very exciting announcement that Joe has
of the cast, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to list the cast for the first time here on Rocket Pig. And then also, like, I want to share, like, all his filmmakers are multi-talented. Even in Destiny is also a singer. And I wanted to see if Robert could play a snippet, 30 seconds or a minute or something, of one of Destiny's song. Are you able to do that, Robert? It was one of the things we popped up at the very last minute, but I did want to show that. It's so moody, and it is, you know, the Cupids are flying. It's such a beautiful song. I could see it like on Twilight or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us about the song.
It was written by Chris Ivan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris Ivan and Destiny wrote it together. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
So what's the process of making a song, Destiny? Tell us a little bit about that and writing it with Chris Ivan.
At first, when I was growing up, I loved singing. And then that's when Chris decided and was like, hey, you should make a song. I was like, okay. And then we sat there for like one night. I think we stayed up to 12, I think. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting there and we had to come up with find different beats and then start making lyrics. And the lyrics is basically about my past and not really my past, but like what I've been through, and it would tell others that to keep going and never give up. And so once we got all the lyrics done, we were able to go into the studio and start recording it.
Wow. And who's Chris Ivan exactly, for our viewers who are just watching?
So Chris Ivan is a recording artist. He's based in Las Vegas. He is amazing artist. There he is. He's commenting.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, he has
Chris has an incredible voice. Yeah. His album is, what's his album?
Biggest Battle. Biggest Battle is his album. It came out in November, and it's as well as some Desi song on iTunes, Spotify. I mean, any major music platform. And if you're in Vegas, you could also buy Chris Ivan's album at Zia Records.
Yeah. Nice.
Cool.
And yeah. I bet I could probably guess that Destiny has a music video that's going to be coming up at and going into production sometime in the 2021.
Yeah. So about the song. So every summer, Destiny spends with me. She always spends every summer with me. So last year it was obviously with the age of COVID, we really couldn't do much. We couldn't go out. So the whole thought of the song came to be, and that was kind of like my birthday gift to her. And then now this year, this summer, we are definitely going to shoot her music video. Yeah.
Wow. That's totally cool.
We wanted to say hi, TJ. Thanks for joining us. And thank you so much, Ben. We're very excited to have you watching. Hi.
Yeah. Ben is running the film challenge in the state of Nevada. So we'll be getting into that some more too. So Ben, man, thank you very much. Oh, we got Scoops and Mischief. I met them. Destiny, do you remember meeting the Scoops and Mischief? They were some of the clowns.
Oh, very cool. What's this from?
Clown Motel coming out soon.
That is so great. You remind me of like a little Wizard of Oz.
A little Harley Quinn. There we go.
That's cute.
What's the name of her character?
Silly Lily.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
So it was, I got to, there's me. That's Destiny and I, and we were filming in a town called, what was the name of that town?
Tehachapi?
No, I'm sorry, Tonopah. Tonopah, yes.
There it is.
We were in Tonopah in the middle, you know, it's the middle of Nevada. There's a shot of Joe. Joe Lujan is the director of Clown Motel, and there's Destiny. And Destiny and I got to have a scene together, and that was a lot of fun. Remember that? There was probably about 20 clowns there. We were two of them, and we had this nice conversation, and then my character tells all the other clowns to go and kill everybody, right? Basically,
ooh. It's a love story.
Yes. Joe, so let's talk a little bit about Ravage Rain universe. So, what is very unique? There's other filmmakers, other directors, this and that, but what puts you on a stage like a Stan Lee and like Marvel, all this stuff, and DC Comics, you have created an entire universe of characters, comic book characters, villains, heroes, all different shapes and sizes. So tell us, I want you to not be shy and let us know how big the Ravage Rain universe is and exactly how all these projects wrap in together, including Obscura, including all the web series or the TV series that you have going on right now.
Yeah. So it's basically it's a cinematic universe that I first started to focus more on like equality and fighting for what's right and injustice and all. That's where it first started. It was a little passion project I was working on when I was attending school in El Paso. And then it started growing. I think I have right now, it's about 130 characters in the entire universe. The first installment was the first Immortal Wars, where I just wanted to introduce certain characters. Then, which Bella actually made her first appearance on camera in the first Immortal Wars, which was really cool.
But tell us about that. Tell us about that.
Do you remember Bella when it was?
No, not really.
No. She was a baby. I think she was like maybe 5 years old, maybe. Oh. Yeah. So, if for those who don't know, in the beginning of the Immortal Wars, there's like all these screens like popping up and moving around, and she's the little girl standing where there's all this flames and fire surrounding her. It's basically that was it.
Does that have anything to do with one of the characters that Aubrey was in? Is that the daughter?
No, that's Destiny. So Destiny also comes out in the Immortal Wars. She plays the younger Tricolypse. So it's kind of in flashback scenes in the Immortal Wars. Destiny plays that. She also reprises that role again in the Immortal Wars Resurgence, in which I've introduced even more characters of the universe at that time. Including
Hellion, right?
Yeah. So then now after that comes Hellion. It's spin-off. So basically it was like the Immortal Wars Resurgence. And then before that, Hellion happens, which is a short film starring you.
Robert, This is I get to play Hellion, which is cool.
Yeah.
And be another part of the Ravage Rain universe. And Joe, there's another one of Joe's artwork here.
Yeah, and that Hellion is actually the sequel. And we give glimpses in this story of what happens in the events of Obscura, which Obscura is the future film we shot out in Goldfield. Aubrey's in it.
This is our lead actress.
You're a lead actor in it. There's several of them.
And Obscura is exciting because it's different, because it's the first. So the Immortal Wars is always focused on like the sci-fi action, more family-friendly type of genre. When it comes to Obscura is the first like full horror sci-fi.
Gritty action.
Yeah. So not really kid friendly in certain scenes, you know, but I mean, I'm pretty sure kids will watch it. It's a rule. I'm really excited for people to see what we created. Like, well, you guys did such a good job. I can't wait to show everyone what Obscura.
Oh my gosh, we are very excited too, and we got to thank our team, and we'll have an episode on all that too.
Mm-hmm. The entire cast and team, like it's a different, it's a leg of the universe of Ravage Rain, but it's a hardcore leg of the universe, which I'm really excited. And then the new Immortal Wars Rebirth is coming out in May, which Destiny reprises her role, and she's actually the lead of that film. It's actually supposed to be a feature film, but it's being released as a series. So it's an 8-episode series. And we are going to have a premiere. I haven't really announced this, so this will be kind of like exclusive, I guess.
Let's go ahead and see a couple of clips.
Let's go for it. Yeah.
Before we get started into all that, and we show some clips here, I want people to know how incredible you are of a filmmaker. I've done an amazing job. I've done this for, like you, 19, 20 years, and I think we got about the same amount of films that we've produced, but you do much, much more than I do. You're so, so talented technically and in the marketing, branding, and stuff. So Joe does special effects and you know, he does the editing. He's like a one-man show. When you see this stuff, he's done quite a bit. I mean, it takes a team to put everything together, but Joe's an incredible partner and person to work with. And watch this. Just think of all this coming from someone's mind. It's crazy.
Wow.
The center is a place where you all can be normal.
Begin.
We are here to help you. Some of you might not have what it takes.
We just received shipment. Female. About 10 years old. Can you tell me your name?
Strip away the sadness, the anger, and release the fear.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's actually the trailer for Sisters, which is the film we shot with Destiny and Izzy, and then the Immortal Wars Rebirth, which we're getting ready to have a premiere at the end of May for. Yeah.
Wow, this is awesome.
So excited. Yeah.
And what's from a perspective of people getting involved and wanting to move their careers and getting involved in film. And, you know, are getting involved in entertainment, you know, you're an incredible example of that. You can create your own path and you by you creating a path of doing something that you love and that brings you joy and doing things that you love creatively. You start to create a platform and a foundation that allows for other people to start to build their careers, just like you you have for Destiny and Izzy and including myself and partnering up. And it makes you,
the way I figured was it's, I guess, as filmmakers and actors in the industry, we want to be a part of a Marvel film. You know, it's like, that's like top tier, you know, that's amazing work. I'll, till this day, I still want to be, of course, I'm working for that. But I figured, why wait? Why wait for that? Let's just create it ourselves. So like I said, this whole Ravage Reign universe and all the characters I created when back, I guess, 2008, 2009, when I was in school. And it kind of, it spawned to be so many things, you know, like the Immortal Wars are probably the bigger projects and Obscura are the big ones. Aside from that, we have Immortal Legends. It's like a what we had mentioned right now. It's like a mini series featuring different characters. We have Decay's Paradox, which is also starring Chris Ivan and Lindsay Cruz. Another series that she was a fan favorite, Decay, so I decided let's, you know, spawn off to do her own story. Now with the Immortal Wars Rebirth, we're kind of, that's the one Aubrey's in.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well,
Joe, also share, you have a lot, you have some star names and names, celebrity names and people that have been in these, in this Ravage Reign universe and the projects you've worked in. Like, name some of the actors that you've, that are, that you're working with and directing.
Yeah, so
including myself and Aubrey, of course.
Destiny and Bella.
That's right.
So we have, so the whole dark, bad side of the Ravage Reign universe is run by a madman called Dominion Harvey, and Eric Roberts actually plays him. He took on the role for part one and two, and we've got him ready for the next one, the last installment as well. He'll be coming back.
Eric is... he's nominated for an Oscar, or he's won?
I think he's an Oscar nominee. I think so.
He's been nominated. Yeah. So you have an Oscar nominated talent already.
Yeah. I mean, then we have Tom Sizemore. So those who, I mean, everyone knows.
We just watched Private Ryan, Saving Private Ryan last night.
I love that movie.
Dude, I mean, Tom Sizemore. I mean, in that movie is phenomenal. And what was it like working with Tom?
Tom was cool. His energy was like, let's go. Like, he was there. I mean, the moment he got there, he was straight doing his role. I mean, he didn't stall for anything. We got everything we needed with him. I mean, I think within half the day, we needed him for a whole day. I thought we did, but we got him for the half day and we got everything we needed. He was really good. Nice. Yeah. And then we got Bill Overs Jr., who is a phenomenal actor. I mean, the sweetest guy also. I mean, I love that guy to death. Bill is amazing. Mindy Robinson also comes out in the Immortal Wars Resurgence. I'm really excited for that. And yeah, I mean, we're talking to a few more big name people we've been in contact with for the next installment. But I don't want to jinx anything, so I'm gonna keep that on the hush right now.
Which brings us to the 777 challenge, and also we have some of the lead actresses and stuff here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and put that one up, Robert. And Joe, why don't you tell us what this is?
So, the Lucky Sevens Film Challenge. It is a challenge that's been put together by Got Films and Helping Hands Productions, which is Jerry Settles and Ben Stober. They've been doing a phenomenal job at putting this entire thing together. It's a great opportunity for filmmakers to create their art and to do something under the pressure. As you guys know, filmmaking is not an easy job. It's not something that can, it's not just about picking up a camera and shooting something. It's nothing like that. Many people think it's like that. With this, I, not trying to be cocky or anything, but I've shot a whole feature in a day. I think in six hours, actually, I shot my film Rust. So when they said you have seven days.
But also, with distribution, I mean, you finished it, completed it, and got into distribution, you know.
Internationally, yeah. So with this one, it's like you have 7 days to make a feature film. It's a challenge. I'm always up for a challenge, so I was like, yeah, let's do it, you know. You have a budget of $7,000 for the entire production. You have a limit of crew. You can only have six crew members. There is no limit for actors or talent, but for the crew, obviously, there is. And we have to give the finished film by November 31st, I believe. Right now is like the pre-production. I'm the first one to go. I actually start in May, so I'm like really excited.
You have a busy May coming up.
Can you mention that again? You get how many crew members?
7 crew members. That's all you
oh
can
Oh my
have.
God. That's for a feature film. And like, so every crew member has got to be more amazing than the next. And
yep. Yeah. And
what's one person that comes to mind that's on your crew?
Say that again.
What's like one crew member that comes to mind that's on your crew that's like,
oh, my AD is like amazing. I mean, my AD is going to be the shit. Excuse my language, girls. I'm so sorry. So for those who don't know, Jerry is actually going to be my AD. He's my assistant director. So I'm really excited
for us to work
together. Then we worked on Obscura together. Now we're going to create some magic with My Little Nightmare. And my DP is actually the DP that shot the Immortal Wars Resurgence, Dustin Robinson, Quantumark. So he's coming on as my team as well.
Wonderful. And so Izzy and Destiny, anything that you guys need, you guys can boss me around. You guys can say, hey, I need this. I'll be getting a hold of you ahead of time. You want Skittles? Done. You know, or Reese's. If you want Reese's, you know, ice cream, what kind of foods you want.
You tell Jerry, and Jerry will get it for you.
I'm the one. I'll tell someone else to go get it, but of course, you know.
He's just pointing at me.
But yeah, I'm sorry. you just happen to be to the right.
So we do start production in May. So right now it's all the pre-production, getting everything ready. I'm really excited for this project because this will actually be Izzy's first feature film where she's a main character.
Wow.
Awesome. Congratulations, Izzy.
That's every A-list actor that's ever existed started somewhere, and you are already getting into a feature film and a feature film that will have distribution and have Joe Lujan. Well, I mean, this is a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah.
I envy you. Good job.
Izzy, do you know what character you're playing? Are you excited to play?
I'm very excited to play. I'm playing the goat.
Ooh. She's playing a scary character.
Have you seen any other ghost movies?
Sort of.
Sisters.
What have you seen?
Sisters.
And sisters. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm really excited because it's a My Little Nightmare is like my first back into like full blown horror. I've been out of it since I've been focusing on the Ravage Rain Universe films. Mm-hmm. We dabbled in the horror a little bit with Obscura, but it's more action packed than horror, solely horror. Yeah. So.
Well, you also have Billy. Billy.
Oh my God. Yeah, I forgot about Billy. Yeah, Billy.
I can't forget about Billy, Joe. He's in my nightmares forever.
He's terrible. Yeah. Is Destiny, you're probably somewhere in the Billy universe. Are you in Billy one or?
She's in, which one are you in? Billy, The Arrival.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a short film for an anthology.
Robert, if you have a chance, or Joe, can you shoot Robert a little trailer of Billy? I'd like people to see that while we're still talking.
Yeah.
We actually had a question. Oh, that's a Joe question. But yeah. We have another question.
David Robbins had a question for you too, Joe. Oh. David Robbins is one of our lead actors in Obscura. You got to work with him. Yeah. He asked how many pages was Rust?
The script, I want to say that was a long time ago. It was back in 2013 when we shot that, or 14. I want to say it was like
pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, way. What it was like 60 pages, maybe 65 pages
in a day.
Funny story with that. I thought I only had 6 hours to shoot the film. So we were running and gunning. I mean, we were nonstop that whole day. The cast did a phenomenal job. And then the following day, the owner of the location was like, "Oh, you could have had more time if you would have told us you needed more time." And I'm like, "The movie's done." So we actually shot inside Hotel Fear and Asylum haunted attractions in Las Vegas. Las Vegas Haunt, a real cool place, a real cool location. Yeah.
Very cool.
Cool.
Well, Joe, while you're getting that clip ready for us, we're going to go ahead and play the clip for your trailer for My Little Nightmare.
Yeah. So before we get into it, I'm like excited to, and this will be the official cast announcement for My Little Nightmare. The auditions were insane. I mean, there were so many talented actors and the choices were really, really rough. I I did work with Ben, and I asked for his, you know, I was like, I need a second pair of eyes. Help me, you know, I really need to see if this is the right fit. This is the main cast. We're still casting more roles, so there is still people who are going to be cast in the film, but this is our main lead cast for My Little Nightmare. Yeah, I'm
really excited. And real quick, for other people that are still wanting to be cast or send in their information, Ben Stober is running the 7-7 challenge, 7-7-7 challenge.
So I'll even throw that in. So that you can still submit. We're still crew, locations. I mean, if you want your location featured or product placement as well, you can send it to, I think, Lucky77's challenge at yahoo.com. I may be wrong.
Ben, maybe you can put that in the comments for us if you're still watching.
The email to where all submissions can go. And there is also an Indiegogo campaign running right now. There's amazing perks, real cool perks that can help all the filmmakers and the production and all the fun stuff when it comes to films, the filmmaking part of it. I think that it ends on Thursday, but there's still more. There we go. Lucky7'sChallenge@gmail.com. Yeah, that's the email.
Perfect.
But yeah, there's a lot of perks, and you guys can still contribute and be a part of this amazing experience. There's a lot of amazing filmmakers involved. I'm honored to be along. A few of them were people I look up to as far as work as well. So, yeah, no, I'm really excited to just be a part of this whole experience and just honored that they chose me to be one of the filmmakers. Yeah.
Before you get it, we show that, by chance, you guys need a black cat?
We could throw him in My Little Nightmare.
This is actually not Professor Higgins. This is Sasha.
This is Sasha. You have two black cats, a Professor Higgins and Sasha.
Sasha. Leon's asleep.
I love it.
He's a dog. Leon's asleep in his house right now.
I told you I sent the picture to Joe of you, me, and Leon, and he thought we were in his house.
Yeah. I was at the gym, and I'm like, how did they get in
his house? Did I tell you that?
That's amazing. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
I had to look at all the security cameras. I was like, how did he get into my house?
This is a whole other horror film.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's time then for us to do our big announcement. Congratulations to
My Little Nightmare, to Joe Lujan, to Izzy and Destiny for being here. And so let's check this out.
Intense, very cool.
Yes. Congratulations,
what
Izzy.
An announcement! Very cool.
Like I said, it was a very hard decision to make to get these actors, but these auditions were just on point. These actors were phenomenal, and a lot of them I've never worked with, so it's really exciting to work with actors I haven't worked with. I normally get some slack for using the same actors, and I'll say the reason I do is because I can trust that they can deliver. Yeah.
Well, it's just, you have to. I mean, from firsthand experience as well.
The film, what a lot of people don't understand also is that films represent the directors. If something's wrong, usually the directors get crap for it. Mm-hmm. So if I can cast a team or a group of actors that I know will deliver, I know what to expect from them, they know what to expect from me, then I feel comfortable, you know, doing that. But this time I was like and this is actually the first feature film where my lead is a male character. This is actually the first time that my lead is a male. It's normally
you had a very diverse looking cast of all shapes and sizes and all that. So that's cool to see as well.
And again, we're still casting. The casting is not done. Those roles are already taken, but there's a lot more actors that we're going to be looking at to fill in all the other roles. But yeah, I'm really excited to finally share who our main cast is right now. Yeah.
That's so exciting. And Joe, there's something really special about this script, right?
Yes. Yeah. So My Little Nightmare is actually the first script I had ever written. It was an assignment for school when I was in college. It obviously was not what it was then. Before I went to rewrite and adapt the script a little more, it was bad. It was really bad. I'll admit it. But I you know, went back, rewrote it, and yeah, it's 10 years, 11 years since I wrote it. So yeah, it's come full circle. Now it's coming to life.
That's incredible.
And it's also part of a universe. A lot of people don't know this. I've actually have created a universe called the Dark World, which is now all of my horror films connected to each other. So it's connected with Billy. It's connected with Rust. It's connected with the Telephobia. So it's
Obscura.
Now Obscura. Well, Obscura is part of the Ravage Reign.
Oh, it is? Because
Billy's a different universe.
Oh, because Billy's in Obscura, right?
Billy makes an appearance in Obscura.
Oh, he did a little. Yeah.
A little cameo. Yeah, a little cameo. It's a parallel universe to the Ravage Reign universe.
What's the benefit or value or that you see about combining all your, you know, you're saying it's in the same universe. What does that mean? What's the benefit to a filmmaker in your mind? What does that mean?
Well, I think
what's the value of that too?
First off, it's I've always been a fan of stuff like that. You know, from Marvel to DC to the Conjuring universe. I mean, there's so many out there that I've always been a fan of. To me, I think it just more adds more value because you see more of the story. You see more characters. It's a all the Easter eggs gets me excited. You know, every time I see a little Easter egg somewhere, I'm like, wait, isn't that this movie? It's kind of connecting it to me. That's just exciting to see that. So I felt, why not do that with my own projects? As well as it adds value to now when you watch the Immortal Wars, well, have you seen the Immortal Wars 2? Or have you seen the Immortal War Legend series or the comic books? Do you know the story that happened in the comic books? So all these assets and all these elements of the universe, it adds more to the bigger picture, which to me adds value to the, you know, to the main story.
But also business-wise. So for like
you can franchise it up and it can become, I mean, that's what Marvel did. Now there's like, there's like the theme parks and there's, you know, there's so many things, video games and cartoons. There's so many things that just add to where it affects all ages, all audiences.
Anyway, Disney or Universal could take your Ravage Reign universe and make entire like experience out of, you know, of all these things because they already exist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of, to me, that's why I like to do it. I don't know if I'll continue it. I'll be honest. The Immortal Wars Redemption will be the last Immortal Wars. Mm-hmm. After that, I don't know where it's going to go or if it's going to continue. But now that I'm going back into the horror genre, now I want to kind of expand this dark world that I'm creating when it comes to my horror films.
What are some of the scary movies, Destiny and Izzy, that you guys have watched that that kind of stick in your mind? Like when I was your age, I remember Children of the Corn was terrifying for me. I remember American Werewolf in London. I remember Chucky and Jason and Freddy Krueger.
You watched all of those at their age?
I was a Lockcheek kid or whatever when you're
latchkey
when you're stuck at home and you get stuck watching all the movies you're not supposed to watch. That was me. So I had lots of nightmares. What are some scary I don't know if you even watch scary movies, but what are some scary things that you find scary?
So well, this started like a tradition that me and my Nino do, and when I go over for the summer, and he started making me watch Paranormal Activities.
I didn't make her. I'll clear it. I didn't make her.
It was an option. And we would watch those. And that one, like, every time, like, the lights would come off or something, it would remind me of that those movies.
He made you watch these?
No.
We would watch scary movies, though.
I love watching scary movies. Like, I can fall asleep watching scary movies. So when she spends the summer with me, your mom is going to kill me knowing this. When she spends the summer with me, I put scary movies and she does watch scary movies. But then we'll watch a cartoon after. I'll put like the Lion King. Sure.
That doesn't do anything. I've seen what's happened.
It does for me.
But you leave everyone else stranded. Every time they turn off the light, they're going to think of like Paranormal Activity. Izzy, does Izzy watch scary movies?
I don't think so. Do you watch scary movies?
Sort of. Like, my favorite one is Chucky.
What? Really?
Wow, Chucky. Cool. Pretty brave.
Wow.
I haven't finished Chucky.
What other ones have you seen? What other ones have you seen?
I've seen both of the It's.
The Aliens movies?
Wow.
It's.
Those are great movies.
The It movies are my favorite ones.
It.
The clown. Oh, you like more clown stuff. Those are scary too.
Yeah, I don't like clowns.
Those didn't scare you, girls? Oh, they scared
really?
Me.
So, who was in Billy? We're going to show the Billy trailer here in a second.
So,
who was in Billy?
Destiny. Destiny's in Billy's Arrival, yeah.
Gosh, Destiny, you've already been in like a dozen things already. That's cool. All right, so Robert's got the trailer of Billy. We're going to check that out. Ta-da. Maybe not.
And go.
I can't believe this is our home.
Well, the house, it does have a bit of a past.
What's that?
I just found it in here.
What do you want?
And
wow. I want to watch a cartoon.
I don't think Bella has met Billy. Have you met Billy yet, Bella?
No.
I don't know.
Not
yet. Destiny has met Billy.
For those of you, for those our friends are watching, and Billy is this little doll. It's kind of like Chucky. Think of a doll. But it's this little doll. It's one of those dolls that has one of those little faces that are terrifying. And it has little feet and little made of wood and hair, and just it sitting there is so disturbing that your cat won't even. It's your cat moonwalks out of the room while actually going backwards, getting away from this thing.
He hisses at Billy. He really does hiss at Billy. He doesn't like Billy.
What was the idea in the creation of coming up with an idea like Billy and then actually creating something?
So Billy, I had come up with a script and had a story that I wanted to create. Like I said, just in between big projects, I wanted to create a short film. So I had a puppet that was given to me by a friend, and he looked nothing like the way Billy looks. I actually was the one who painted his face. I created Billy off this puppet. The story was, I just wanted to create something that was different and unique. So Billy actually is a possessed doll that makes you do the unthinkable to yourself is what the story is about and what he does. So, that's Billy.
And what's even creepier is that the wood of Billy actually came from Noah's Ark.
No, it didn't.
Oh, no, I just made that up.
Oh, my God. I don't
know. Izzy's face is like, what?
Why?
Or it was from Dracula's coffin. No. Darn.
Yeah, no. Billy was I don't even let him into my house. He's like in his case with like a padlock and put away in the balcony. He's not allowed in my house. He moved once and since then he's never been allowed back in my house.
He moved twice.
He moved twice.
I was there. I was sleeping.
No, not even anywhere near the house. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
You're a great kid.
No. There we go. So Ben just commented. So the Indiegogo campaign was at 23,000 and some change. So it's almost at 50%. You know, if you guys want to help out with any contributions, it helps. Anything helps for the Lucky Sevens challenge. And yeah, I mean, it's just to help us create and help us make a pretty cool movies.
Very cool. Yeah. Like My Little Nightmare. That's right. Yeah. How exciting.
I wanted to get in a little bit on you working with Aubrey a little bit, and you working with Joe for your first time as a lead in a feature film of a franchise of Obscura. And what was Joe like working as a director?
Joe's a fabulous director. Joe, he knows the shot he wants to get. He knows how he wants it to move. He's very organic, and he allows the whole chemistry of the scene to just kind of play out and see what everybody has to bring before he also kind of tells you his vision alongside it. So fantastic to work with. Great director. No,
it was cool. Like, when it comes to working with actors, I like to just let the scene play out. Let's see what happens. You know, I like to let the actors get their creative minds going, like, I'm going to do this now and see how it works. And majority of the time we end up using it in the films, in the cuts. We actually do, you know, at least that's for me. That's the way I kind of work with actors. Yeah.
What was Aubrey like working with Aubrey as an actor? Like,
I love this, Jerry. This is good. she's phenomenal. I think it's funny because she's a singer, for those who don't know. She's a beautiful singer. So when we were offset, off camera, you know, we were talking about music stuff. But then when she came on set, she was no longer like Aubrey the singer. She was Aubrey the actress, and she became with that gun. She's a badass. Like, yeah, no, you know your craft, you know what you're doing, and that's what I love about you. That's what I really love, and that's why I had to bring you on for the Mortal Wars Rebirth.
Oh, Destiny, man.
Destiny and Bella got like an advanced screening of the Mortal Wars Rebirth.
Ooh.
And I bet Destiny, you didn't even know that she plays your mom in the Mortal Wars, right?
Did you recognize me? Joe put me in a pretty good blonde wig.
Yeah. So funny, when we shot those, people will know. We shot that when, Desi? I think we shot those scenes for the Immortal Wars like in 2017, maybe?
Oh, wow.
And then we shot your scenes, I mean, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So, but that's movie magic right there, putting it together and, you know, helping it with the story.
Yeah. Well, and I have to just say, Joe, like you just said that you guys shot that in 2017. And as we're doing these scenes with myself, he's like, oh, okay, so we just need this light and this light and this light, so it all matches just perfectly. And he's pulling from like 3 years ago from his memory. So just to let you know, the mind of Joe Lujan, he retains all of these incredibly difficult technical ideas and re-executes them 3 to 4 years later. So.
Yeah, that was funny. I don't even know how I remember that. I can barely remember birthdays. It's really bad.
That's what calendars are.
You know, one of the other things I want to say too, what's awesome, because, you know, like you said, Joe, we've been at this for 20 years. It's been 20 years. Is that you work with and grow with people that you love and build relationships with. And the ones that stick, they really stick.
Yeah.
And, you know, like.
Yeah, you definitely want to keep that and create together. It's important.
And you know, you got to Rocket Pig has our publishing music label now is Helium 3, and one of our artists is Mississippi Jukes. We'll be getting into all that very soon and stuff, but you gave a country singer his very first on-screen credit in a feature film with you.
So cool.
And can you share a little bit about that scene?
So that scene, it's funny because Destiny probably doesn't know that either. So there's a scene in episode one where the main character has set the house ablaze. And this character, Destiny's character, Olive, she basically steps into the room and watches her parents burning alive. It's a pretty intense scene. I was just like, just lay there, you know? And he's like, but how am I going to be burning? I'm like, don't worry about it. VFX will take care of that. Like, just lay there. Aubrey screaming and throwing her hands everywhere, and he was like the best like body. He was just sitting there. He didn't move.
It's a gruesome scene.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
And one of the things too is that there's different types of genres in filmmaking. Not every genre is for everyone. But what's good is that you understand what your audience is, and you like horror. and stuff. And this goes into that. It doesn't mean, you know, you in a regular life, it's not like you like killing people and stuff like that and all that. It's just an imaginative.
It's part of a story. It's just part
of a story. Yeah, it's part of a story just like My Little Golden Books, except it's with fire and shooting things out of your eyeballs and hands and stuff like that.
Yeah. So like with the Immortal Wars Rebirth, it's a from those who have seen the screeners, I've been told that it's giving a lot of everything. One episode's sad, another one's like cool and action-packed, the other one's scary. There's actually horror elements in the Immortal Wars Rebirth. So I'm really excited that with this one, we're going to give a little bit more of a broad genre selection, I guess. But also want to make it clear that going to watch, like getting ready, preparing your mind to not watch like the way the Immortal Wars Resurgence was. It's not an action-packed, explosive type of installment. It's very character-driven. It's very, there's a lot of dialogue, a lot of stories that's happening. A little bit of that's right. My mommy, it's her birthday tomorrow.
That wow.
Is, happy birthday.
Izzy.
Yeah. So yeah. So like, yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting.
That is exciting. I love universes, Joe. I love your universe. I've actually had the honor of seeing your art and your book and your original characters drawn up. And it's really impressive. It's really, I mean, I've always been a fan of comics. I think you and I talked a little bit about, Rogue and Storm and these women that I looked up to growing up and just the wow. amazing universes that were created from X-Men and Marvel and all of that. So, you know, you're creating characters that other people are empowered by, and it's really yeah. cool. It's really,
you know, to do with my nieces, with Destiny and Izzy. It was like a show them the craft. I'm out here on my own doing, creating and, you know, working my butt off, but it's like bringing, and they're like my daughters. I mean, I don't have kids of my own, but they're like my everything. So it's like bringing them in and showing them what it is to create, to be a part of something that will be lasting forever. You know, it's in a way we're immortalizing ourselves on camera.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to show our younger generation the craft, the gift, and to just create, to express yourself creatively. And that's why I like to incorporate my family and my girls into anything I do and all the projects I come out with. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about being part of all of this? Is it pretty cool?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
what is, so, you know, we kind of have an idea of Joe as a filmmaker. What is Joe as an uncle? What's Joe like?
So when it comes to him filmmaking and then him like not doing filmmaking, it's a big difference.
Oh, what? Oh.
Like, he's fun, about to get real. Set. He's fun on set and stuff, but like when we're off set and we're like spending time with each other, it's like moments that you cannot forget because it's so fun.
Wow, oh, that's cool. I thought you were going to go a whole different direction.
I'm very serious when I'm on set. I'm very serious, but I still have fun.
That's good.
Well, Bella's like, I don't want to be involved with My Little Nightmare anymore.
I don't think there's a day that's gone by that I spent with Joe that he hasn't expressed or shared, or somehow you guys have come up in conversation mm-hmm. about how proud he is of you. How much he loves you guys. It's just always, it's part of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So part. I want you guys to know that, you know, you guys already know that and stuff like that, but you know,
yeah.
Destiny, I was curious. And Izzy also, Izzy, do you sing at all? Are you going to be getting into singing?
Probably not.
No.
What do you like to do outside of being a movie star?
I like to play soccer.
Oh, cool.
He's a real good soccer player.
Oh, that's wow. awesome.
I know the goalkeeper of the Chilean women's soccer team.
That's right.
Her name's Ryan Torero. Her dad is Jesse Torero, is a friend of mine, but she is really cool. What position really do you play? Good. Yeah.
She's incredible.
I play almost all the positions besides goalie.
Oh.
Besides goalie. Okay, cool.
So right you're on. Fast and you yeah. run and you're really good on your feet.
And Destiny, are you have another song that you're writing with Chris, or do you have another song that you have in the makes or works?
Not right now, but I'm looking forward to making another song.
Cool.
Very cool.
I know we'll like to, you know, with Helium 3 and Rocket Pig, we'll like to work with you as well and do some stuff for our movies as well. I wanted to show you girls and everyone a little clip that I'm just putting her on the spot that I had Robert put up. But this was Aubrey was on a show called Let's Make a Deal, and she was put on the spot to do a little singing part. But I want you guys to check this out. It's kind of fun. It's just for a little entertainment. We'll check this.
One more. Who wants to make a deal? You do. Come on over here. Aubrey, nice to meet you. I love your Indiana Jones gear. That's
Aubrey
great.
Aubrey Jones, what do you think?
Aubrey Jones, yeah, I like that. So what do you do, Aubrey?
I'm an opera singer. I sing here in L.A. and around the U.S., actually.
Can you give us a little sample of something?
I would love to. Oh, my God.
Face your camera and go.
Yeah. All your money.
Well, you've got a song.
Oh.
That is so
okay. That's awesome.
She went on to win a washer and dryer.
I did. It was cool. Not as cool as getting to sing for Wayne Brady, but the washer dryer is very cool.
How do you sing so high? That's crazy.
She could also sing like Britney Spears and Ariana Grande, right? Or whatever.
Ariana Grande. I don't know. Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and Billie Eilish. You guys know Billie Eilish?
Of course they do. Yeah. Big head.
Cool. So Joe, we have, you know, working together, we have three feature films that are going to be coming out pretty soon. Also this summer, we have The Control Group, The Deception, and Obscura.
Yeah.
So we've been, you know, with Rocket Pig and Carcass, we've been working on those.
Because you're busy.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy busy.
What is it like to have, you know, this is going to be a big year. You know, COVID happened, but it gave us a chance to be very busy and get a whole bunch of foundational stuff down pretty well. And so,
yeah, while the world stopped, we, Rocket Pig and Carcassitas kept on going.
You also have this series with Immortal. I mean,
yeah.
You got more. You have more than those three.
Yeah, I do. I have Rust 3 coming out in the fall. I have the Immortal War Rebirth. Decay's Paradox, Billy the Feature is also, and I have two anthologies that I've written and directed myself.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't sleep.
No.
and you know,
he doesn't sleep. He also somehow goes to CrossFit at 5 a.m. or something like that.
I do.
He never sleeps.
Yeah. How important?
I also have a single of my own. My second single is coming out on Mother's Day. So.
Oh my gosh! Congratulations.
It's coming out when?
Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day.
Oh, Mother's Day. Okay, I thought it was just coming out today. Yes. Yeah. And also, Joe has a song that is also going to be in The Deception, which is one of the feature films. And we have a
fantastic
soundtrack.
Song.
And I'm just very excited.
It's called War. Yeah. My single's called War right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can find it on YouTube. Is it also on Spotify?
iTunes, any major platforms, Tidal.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
I would say if you like Erasure and Pet Shop Boys, and
I should have sent the link so you guys could play it. I should have sent that.
Yeah.
We'll have to do another thing with music, and we'll get Chris back on and you and all these cool singer people. Destiny.
Yeah. Hopefully by then Desi will have a new song out too.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, maybe.
Maybe.
And Bella, you want to be on a song? We'll throw you on a song.
Yeah, put your voice in there. I bet you have a beautiful voice.
We'll get you to play soccer. What are some before we go, I'd like Joe and then you guys can share too. I don't know, Joe, who are some of your directors and writers that you look up to that are already established that people would know who they are?
I mean, there's a lot. There's James Wan to me has always been a huge influence in my career. I've looked up to his work since Dead Silence, which is an amazing film. Adam Green, Joe Lynch. There's so many.
Adam Green is who?
Adam Green is a director and writer of Hatchet, the Hatchet series. Amazing director. And Frozen. Wes Craven. I mean, Scream. It's like, that's what got me into filmmaking. It's honestly, I couldn't even say it's hard to even think there's so many, even up and coming directors in the community as well. There's so many people who have created projects that I'm like, in awe with. Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie is another one where I have it right here. I could point at it. This guy right here. That is actually an award for best director I got for Billy the same night Rob Zombie received an award at the same festival. So it was like a
cool
huge thing for me. Yeah, I was really excited for that. Yeah, it's more I love everything that's created, man. I really do. I know what it takes to make a film. I know that sometimes we sacrifice our health, our mental health. That I know what it takes to make something. So if someone finishes a product or finishes a project, that to me is an accomplishment, and I applaud them because not many films actually see the light of day, unfortunately. So yeah.
Especially feature films, far less. It's hard enough to do a 48-hour film festival, you know, much less something like this. So I know without a doubt your movie's going to be spectacular. Our movie's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
I do want you to touch on how important health is, because without sound health, everything that you do becomes labored. It becomes harder, and sometimes it becomes impossible to do what you want to do.
Yeah, it's very important. So before last year, before COVID, I was always going nonstop. I had a team behind me a producer, an executive producer that was constantly just pushing to get stuff done, not really caring about my health. And I think because I was so blind with, I need to get this done, I need to get this done, I didn't focus on my health. So come early 2020, I think the man upstairs was like, if you're not going to listen, we got to stop you. And I actually had appendicitis, and it was a very, very scary time. Literally almost lost my life. Like, no exaggeration, I almost lost my life. And since then, I've learned to be more careful with time and to take everything easier and take your time. It's okay to pull away from work and not do anything sometimes. You know, I think it's very important I go on hikes. I do CrossFit. That's my escape from the film crazy world. And I think it's important for you to find that time to reset, to pull away, separate yourself from basically what your life is. Film's my life. So yeah, I think I've grown to be more aware to appreciate the me time. Now I'm constantly, now don't let it get too much where it's like every day you need me time. It doesn't work that way. But
did you find that really helped enhance your creative process as well, though, Joe, that you, that time that you took helped you to kind of allow more of your creativity?
I think so. I think because I found myself working so much that since I wasn't taking the time away, I started dreading the editing process. So it's like, I'm just going to edit this fast and finish it just to get it over with. I don't care how it comes out. I'm just going to finish it. So it started to, I feel, obviously we're our worst critics, but I started to feel like I'm taking for granted the quality of my work now because I'm not focused. So it did. I think it did, from writing to just separating yourself from computers and technology.
Cool.
So we're just about finished with this episode of Satellites. And I wanted to go back to you, Destiny and Izzy. Oh, when do you guys head out to Las Vegas to start getting ready for the filming and being involved?
We're planning to go for the summer, like how I usually go, but Izzy's tagging along now. So
I get both of them this summer.
Oh, busy.
Nice. Yeah. And do you eat sushi?
Yes.
My God,
you do. Okay, cool. So we'll be doing lots of sushi on set. Okay, very good. Ben Stober, make sure that Joe has his money so we get to go to sushi.
Sushi for
Izzy. Gotta take care of it, right? We gotta have fun, talent right? It's not just all stress and stuff.
We're gonna create, but still have lots of fun doing it.
Good. Sure. Fun and adventure.
Very cool.
I look very forward to seeing you again, Destiny, and I get very forward to... Did I meet Izzy already?
I don't think so.
No. You weren't out there at Clown Motel, right?
No.
Okay, it's just cool.
Desi.
So...
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. So we have a couple of thank yous. I'll let you do that
first. Oh, well, we just want to thank our subscribers. Thank you for being here. Thank you for following us. Thank you for believing in us and just giving us these loves and questions and comments every time we're up. It's really, really great to have you. If you haven't subscribed, you can subscribe on Facebook, on YouTube, or also on Twitch and Spotify and Anchor. You can listen to all us on all of those platforms too. Boy, look at us. So thank you for coming.
Yeah, and also if you guys want to contribute to rocketpig.com and helping us out in any way, shape, or form, you know, you can also do donations as well. Those are always helpful as we are all exploding and getting up into our onto the next levels. And we are expanding our websites, which is fun. So keep an eye on that over the next couple weeks. Again, we want to thank our producers, Adam Kennedy, Robert DeMond, Angela Joseph, Expansion, which is one of the branches of Rocket Pig with our marketing and branding. I want to thank Joe Lujan, who's an incredible friend and partner. Just very grateful for you, bud.
Thank you.
Carcass Studios and then, of course, Izzy and Destiny, thank you so much for coming on to Satellites and spending time with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
She said, thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So anyway, well, here's another song from our Helium 3. This is our publishing label, our music label. And you guys take care and everyone have a wonderful evening and stay away from the boogeyman. Wait, watch out behind you.
One final thing. I did pull in Chris Ivan and Joe Lujan, Biggest Battle. We're going to roll that. It's a really beautiful video. And then after that, we will end with our end credits. Thank you guys so much. Izzy and Destiny, Joe Lujan, Aubrey Christine, and Jerry G. And thank you, Robert, for everything. And here we go.
See you guys later.
Happy birthday.
Dramatic that I think you're acting, but you're not. This feeling's classic, think you're invincible. Stop. You fell for something that kept me running, not what you wanted. That kind of love. Time to embrace it.
biggest battle is you leaving, wishing you could have stayed, wishing you could have stayed.
So what's your hurry? Oh, time travel.